Welcome to the final Vico 7 Amateur Radio News for 2018 on the 30th of December. This broadcast is brought to you by Vico 7 Whiskey India and read today by Justin, Vico 7 Tango Whiskey. The broadcast utilises repeaters around Vico 7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Mike, Vico 7 FB. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, Vico 7 TPE. 14.130 MHz by Gary, Vico 7 JGD. And 28.525 MHz by Tony, Vico 7 VKT. And Australia-wide on Talk Group 3809, user-activated, VK7 News only, from 9.30 till 10, by Clayton, VK7ZCR. And this broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8pm on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. On behalf of the news team, to each and every one of our listeners, readers, rebroadcasters and your families, have a safe 2019. And event news, Sydney to Hobart 2018, the pilgrimage to our shacks. Boxing Day, the start of a fun-filled time for several amateurs in VK. The event, the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. For several years, VK's 4TMZ, 7ZCR, 7EV and 7VKT have undertaken the role of being volunteer monitorers of frequencies used by the Sydney to Hobart Classic. We do this as an extension of the mainstream amateur radio hobby, a bit of fun and the odd bit of excitement. With an array of radios and SDR devices, the frequencies are monitored 24/7 during the race, listening out for any reports of damage, emergency incidents, retirements and so on. Every second of the race is recorded and uploaded to the cloud where Mark, VK4TMZ, who spends countless hours perfecting these systems, reviews each 5-minute block of audio received by each feed from each operator that has been sent to the cloud storage for review any messages that have been sent. Many messages are received in the first instance, but confirmation of the message is done via the recording. Why, you ask? Well, media organisations that are based overseas as well as in Australia appreciate our efforts in providing them with the fastest and most reliable source of news for this event, as it is from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and verified by the recording. This news is quickly put up on various websites and news feeds by these journalists that receive thousands of hits an hour. This year, there were around a dozen feeds from various locations being recorded, as history has shown us that a couple of sources in HF do not go hand in hand with reliable reception. Mark has absolutely nailed it, with Clayton VK7ZCR having perfected the art of SDR reception of two frequencies being used, which is 4483 kHz and 6561 kHz. And the end result has been extremely reliable feeds providing the said organisations with the most current news. Not much sleep has been, but boy, it's been fun listening for calls during the wee hours of the morning, and Eric VK7EV has provided the system with some fantastic audio being from the northwest coast. VK7VKT struck gold this year with a couple of the media outlets organising media accreditation to go out on the media vessel to photograph the Lion Honours battle on their behalf. Now that they may stir up a picture of some luxury cruiser making its way to the Iron Pot after 3 a.m. start and being on hand in the media centre at Mawson's Pavilion for when the boats departed to head down the river. But you would be mistaken. Try an RHIB travelling at 40 knots, heading down the river with a southerly coming up the river. Clean underwear was on hand, but boy, was it worth it. Sitting 20 metres off the side of the big maxi yachts, getting some great images, this rider still cannot wipe the grin off his face. A big thank you to Mark, VK4TMZ, who puts so much work into this that allows the mentioned VK7s to enjoy this segment of our hobby. If you think this sounds fun, send me a line so we can add you to the email list, and that's toneman, T-O-N-E-M-A-N, at bigpond.com. And that comes 73s from Tony, VK7 of VKT. And contest news, the summer VHF-UHF field days. As mentioned on the national broadcast, this will be on Saturday, January the 12th to Sunday the 13th, starting at 0100 UTC on the Saturday and finishing at 0100 UTC on the Sunday. The rules are available on the WIA website under the tab for members' contests. VK7 has the potential to make the best showing for quite a while at this event. With the proliferation of stations tuning up on 23 centimetres, especially around Hobart, and the promise of several portable operations across the north, a healthy level of activity appears likely. There have been some recent ease and tropo openings interstate and beyond, so it could be interesting. As mentioned elsewhere in this bulletin, some multi-operator participation from the NTARC club rooms is planned for the Saturday afternoon. So, to start the ball rolling, it's planned to coordinate proceedings on 146 500 FM Simplex starting at 0100 UTC on the Saturday. Not everyone has SSB. Then QSY to 439 MHz, and from there other bands as available. The NTARC station, VK7TAZ, is expected to join in around 0200 UTC, that's 3 PM local. On the Sunday morning, after the broadcast and call-ins, it is planned to do a roundup of simplex stations on the above bands and more. There may not be as many stations gracing mountaintops at that time, but home operation is quite acceptable, and the more the merrier. If you're like me and find the idea of submitting an electronic log daunting, don't worry, there is help available for converting a paper log. What would benefit the state most of all was for everyone who has a handheld transceiver to go on the above simplex frequencies at the specified times, work as many stations as possible, even if there is only one, then it's even better, also submit a log. A list of the rules are available at the WIA website, and look forward to hearing you on. That's 73s from Peter, VK7PD, and Rick, VK7RI. And event news, the Australian Jamboree Amateur Radio Station. Hi all, this is a reminder that VI25AJ is planning to be active at the up-and-coming Scout Jamboree at Taylor Bend in South Australia. HFSSB and digital satellite IRLP and Echolink modes should be available for contacts. Stations operating times were 5th to the 11th and the 13th of January from 09:30 to 12:30 and 14:30 to 17:30 Tasmanian time for scout activity sessions, and for most of the day on Saturday the 12th of January. Stations will be available for licensed amateurs to operate outside of the above activity hours. More information should be available shortly via the VI25AJ page on QRZ.com website. If you hear the station, please give them a call. And that's thanks. 73s from Peter, VK7KPZ, the Project Commissioner Radio and Electronic Scouts, Tasmania. And broadcast news, the 2019 VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Firstly, a huge thank you to the broadcast team, readers, news gatherers, and contributors and rebroadcasters. Without this team, you would not be receiving the WIA or the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcasts. So, if you are calling back on HF 2 metres or 70 centimetres around the state, please show your appreciation to your rebroadcasters. They really appreciate feedback. Please note that the 2019 broadcast roster has been placed in the files area of the group.io group, and there are still a few gaps to fill, and therefore we could do with two or three volunteers for HF relays on a Sunday. If you're set up for digital modes, then you're set up for the broadcast. Please think about helping out and sending through an email to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you, 73s, from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And news from the Northwest, the Northwest Experimenters' Nights. A few amateurs have expressed interest in starting up an Experimenters' Night on the Northwest Coast. As a result of this, we are planning to start these nights up in January. The venue is yet to be arranged, but it is planned to be in the Ulverston area to enable amateurs along the coast to easily attend. If you have a project you're working on, want some help debugging a problem, or just want to come along and join in some friendly conversation, then we'd love to see you there. More details will be made available once we have secured a location. It is hoped these nights will become a regular event, and if you would like to know more, then drop us a line at nwexperimenters, or one word, at gmail.com. And that's 73 from Rick, VK7RI. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, the Chat and Show Group. A suggestion was put forward at the club's general meeting on Saturday the 1st of December by Shirley, VK7HSC, to investigate the formation of a social group known as the Chat and Show Group. The group meeting would be bi-monthly on the off-month of the club bi-monthly meetings. Permission was sought from the club executive and duly approved, although this would not be considered as an official club meeting, but merely as a meeting activity for amateurs and interested people in the community. The following email has been circulated to all club members soliciting their interest and comments, and quote, "Hi to all. I'm trying to get a group going on a social afternoon for our radio community. It seems that about time the Northwest had one. This group would be every second month opposite to club meetings, so everyone can still attend the meeting, and has been considered by the club executive at the last meeting and okay was given. It's open to all club and non-club members and their partners from any location. If there is enough partners, they can group into their own section. I stress this is not a club, but a group and no official part to it. Just chat and show any projects you have on the go or any subject you like. Your commitment would be a request to supply a plate for afternoon tea with food on it. Hi. I would arrange tea and coffee. I have to have interest shown before I can worry about a venue, but would be trying for Ulverston or Penguin. Please contact me if you are interested, so I know if there is enough to make it worth the effort, it would be appreciated. Also, pass the information on to non-club members you know and contact me at Franley, Franley, 40, or one word, at bigpond.com, or on mobile 0417 392 583. And I will contact you and keep you informed of progress and arrangements as they come to hand. Hoping to hear from you, Sherl, VK7HSE. End of quote. And that's 73s. Until next time, from Tony, VK7AX, the news officer. And news from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. And that's 73s from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, Christmas has come and gone yet again, but we trust all had a joyous break. Next up, we of course have a New Year's, and for the Scots among us, Hogmanay is a particularly significant occasion. What with the traditional lumps of coal, if we can still find any. First footing and of course copious drams, lang may your lum reek, as the old folk were wont to say. This week's segment is being prepared in Newlands Arm, Victoria, in the East Gippsland region, which is very, very hot. New Year's Eve promises to give us a bit of a break from the heat, though, with a 10 p.m. fireworks display along the Painesville Esplanade, all viewed from the relative comfort of the boat deck. 2019 membership fees, just a reminder that your 2018 membership expires on the 31st, and if you haven't renewed by that date, you must then be listed as an unfinancial member on the register. In case you have forgotten, NTARC's 2019 membership fees are just $30 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of aging legacy equipment along with other ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater system does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support now. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you are a member in the past but have let that lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on the website, and why not pop into the club rooms on the Monday or Friday during coffee hours and collect an application. You will be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution either in person at the club or coffee morning or by post, PO Box 275 Launceston 72500. Any donation would be gladly accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater project. WIA 2019 call books. With the announcement by the WIA of the availability of call books, NTARC will be arranging a bulk buy for members. We receive one order for call books on the Friday before Christmas, and we will place another order via the WIA office, which opens in late January. For the interim, therefore, if you are interested in taking part in this purchase, could you please let Treasurer Andre, VK7ZAB, know either at coffee on Monday or Friday, or email him at treasurer@ntarc.net so that we can gauge interest and order the appropriate number as soon as possible. The cost of the 2019 call books will be $35, the same as last year. This is a significant saving on the cost of WIA members ordering directly from the WIA bookshop. Once postage is added on, it is significantly cheaper than the price available to non-WIA members. Now to coming events. January meeting, the Saturday the 12th of January. January meeting, the Saturday the 12th of January. This would normally be a barbecue meeting to welcome in 2019, but for a change, we will not be having a barbecue. Instead, we are planning to have a sandwich platters and cold chicken plus some salads. Cost will be $10 per person, but this time the lunch will be organised by the committee. Lunch will commence at noon, and this will be followed by the January meeting at 1400 hours, and the meeting will be followed by a show-and-tell or an informal chat session, whichever suits you on the day. Donations of afternoon tea will still be appreciated. And field day, Peter VK7PD advises that the January meeting on the 12th, it is planned to use the club station VK7TAZ to participate in the nationwide summer VHF-UHF field day. It is anticipated this exercise will be led by one of the club's experienced contesters. The plan is to enter the multi-operator section so that those interested are invited to hover around the radio room and take a turn. The club should be equipped to operate on at least four bands, and members are also encouraged to bring handheld radios programmed to transmit on 146.500 and 439 flat. Simplex then operate portable from the area and give contacts to a few who will be scattered on nearby hilltops. It will be good to see VK7TAZ published among the contest results, so why not give it a go? Technical sessions. The first technical session for 2019 will be Wednesday the 6th of February. That's right, the tech nights will be in recess through January. Come February the 6th, it will all start again, and with a meeting time of 7:30pm to 10:30pm at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Please also note that there will be no technical sessions on Wednesday the 13th of February due to our AGM being held. I hope you can all survive a month without getting your weekly technical fix. Meanwhile, the recess might actually give you some time to get some progress in on various projects. Imagine the impact that you would make when you front up in February being able to demonstrate a huge stride you've made during the break. February AGM. The annual general meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 13th of February 2019 at the NTARC Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle, commencing at 7:30pm. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2018 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports of the committee, including treasurer's reports and reports from the various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee persons for 2019. The meeting will then consider any items of special business for which the requisite notice has been received by the closing date. All current office holders and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee member are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary along with the signatures of the nominators, seconders, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required for the position of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, a nomination form will be made available at the NTARC Club Rooms from Monday the 7th of January, our first day of opening for the coming year. Members are reminded that they need to have paid their 2019 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 19:30 hours and be able to vote at the AGM. Similarly, they will need to have paid their 2019 subscription before they can nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. Coffee mornings are normally held every Monday and Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Catch-up time is 10 a.m. to noon. Our first session for 2019 will be Monday the 7th of January, so please note your diary and whatever you use for noting important events. And please remember that aside from the good company freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and currently, though, we do not have any cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the efforts that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us in these sessions, enjoying the company cake and coffee, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie, but not for a few weeks. A reminder that all members, if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com, and that's 73 is from Yvonne, VK7 FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. 23-centimetre CUSO party record. On the 23rd of December, a record number of 13 Hobart area stations participated in the 23-centimetre CUSO party. Peter, VK7PD, participated from Launceston, making a total of 14 stations on 1296. Hayden, VK7HH, has his remote station operating on 1296 and first joined in the week before. While he was not available until sometime later, he again came up on the 23rd to help give us a new record. Reg, VK7KK, returned after some absence. In part, the activity was driven by Murray, VK7ZMS, and Justin, VK7TW, both undertaking SOTA activations on 1296 MHz. The stations who participated were VK7's WLH, TW's ZMS, BEN, KRJ, KAJ, TU, OO, KK, ZBX, HH Portable, MO, MHZ and PD. And the 23-centimetre CUSO party will continue each Sunday after the broadcast over the holiday break, and we look forward to new stations joining in. We start on 1296.1 FM, beaming Mount Wellington at 10 a.m, and at 10:30 beam to Launceston on QRA64C. And that's 73 from Rex, VK7MO. And membership update. I would like to thank all members who have paid so far, along with their cooperation in filling out renewal forms. It has really made the process much easier, and over 75% of membership have now renewed. Membership for 2018 will expire on the 31st of December, and most notably for those who have not paid, this will mean no more access to the members-only section of the website, and you will no longer receive newsletters and other email correspondence. This year, the annual fee remains at $35 and, as always, funds the bulk of REST's yearly operations. Currently accepted forms of payment are cash, cheque and direct deposit, and credit card facilities are only available in person, i.e. with a card reader, but not online this year. Please be aware that the members who paid before January the 31st, 2019, will be getting a member pack in 2019 and will include a member card and REST sticker. And that comes from Ben, VK7BEN, the REST Secretary. And REST Foundation Training and Assessment Days. And we congratulate Morris Hawke and Jet Holloway, who passed their foundation licence just before Christmas at REST's last foundation licence training day for 2018 on the 22nd of December. We look forward to hearing these guys on air in February, and our dates for 2019 are the 16th of February, the 20th of April, 15th of June, the 17th of August, the 19th of October and the 21st of December. And these dates are pending the transition to the new training and assessment arrangements with the WIA and will be fully confirmed once we know what is happening. So the next Foundation Training and Assessment Day is on the 16th of February at 9 a.m. and please contact Reg, VK7KK, if you're interested in attending the day. Check out the REST website or Facebook page for events. So if interested, please contact Reg on our email, assessor@rest.asn.au, or phone mobile 0417 391 607, and that's 73 is from Reg, VK7KK. And the Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. We had a quiet Boxing Day night with a few people coming up to the club to escape the post-silly season frivolity. Sean, VK7FAZE, got to work and shortened the VK7 ATC operating desk so that we could fit a 19-inch rack between the operating desk and the ATV studio wall. The rack will house the DATV transmitting equipment using the DVB-T exciter from the previous studio and will be supplemented by a power amplifier that was donated by Southern Cross Television, and this rack will also house the IRL P-node and a number of other equipment. Thanks, Sean. Justin, VK7TW, mounted the flat screen TV and remote-controlled camera in the DATV studio and started to patch it all together. Supplementary studio lighting was mounted on the wall, and this brought the green chroma key screens to life. Lex came up at lunchtime and was sporting a very nice Pentax camera and lens and took a few high-quality pictures of proceedings as equipment was mounted and configured. Thanks, Lex. And Ben, VK7BEN, gave us a demonstration of a satellite contact using his recently constructed Moxon Yagi. Thanks, Ben. And we saw our two new Foundation licensees, Morris and Jet, who came up to see what we got up to. We continue our experimenters' nights next Wednesday night from 7:30 p.m, and we will be very close to being able to at least stream the DATV night and possibly transmit low power. I understand that Peter, VK7PD, may be coming along on the night with some 3.4 gig panels to peak up. So bring those panels along and we'll see what we can do. We'll see you there at 7:30 p.m. And that's 73s from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sota Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. REST Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the experimenters night from 9:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REST Microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM. And events, NTARC, the 12th of January general meeting. VK, 12th and 13th of January, summer VHF UHF field day. NTARC, the 13th of February, annual general meeting of NTARC, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle, from 7:30 p.m. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's 2019 broadcasts. The newsreader, VK7RI, repeaters, REST, NTARC, and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 and 20 metres, any takers. 10 metres, VK7VKT, DMR, talk group 3809, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we wish you a safe and prosperous 2019. And next week, the WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. And further information from the broadcast can be found at VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io Group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And from the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it's 73s from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.